This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, final segment I'm hosting here, and we're going to have Anthony Gucciardi take over.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
I love how Hillary Clinton gave 97% plus of her charitable donations to her own foundation. It's called money laundering. People have a lot of nerve, folks. If you were into that, we'd be in prison. It's just crazy. You have this mole-like woman just like stumbling around running everything because of her arrogance, everyone bowing down and her using the false chivalry of the West that she's a woman. But this is the modern feminist age. So don't use the fact you're a woman to do all this dirty stuff and then punch us and we don't punch back. I think she's fair game. That's another issue I was just thinking about. Dr. Pachinik, we've got 4 minutes left. Thanks for your time today. StevePachinik.com. Finish up with Director Comey and why you're saying he backed off the call for indictment of Hillary Clinton.
Well, because he was part of a law firm that developed, number one, the emails company that she used. He knew very well Hogan and Hartson were the ones who did the patent research and the patent application for MX Logic, Inc., which is the Denver-based company with the encryption codes that Hillary had. He was involved with a law firm that did Hillary's taxes, and he was on the board of directors of HSBC, a corrupt bank which siphons off all the drug cartel money. And that bank gave $81 million to Hillary, the Clinton Foundation. And it goes on and on and on. And he is part of this corrupt entity. And then when he just, you know, split his decision saying, oh, well, I can't indict her, which was nonsense. He can't indict her because he couldn't indict Petraeus as well. He didn't want to. He didn't have the courage. He didn't have the conviction. Petraeus committed major felonies by giving over the aid.
Sure, sure. Well, shifting gears then, what about Bill Clinton just going on a plane and not caring and then saying Comey's full of BS? Just the arrogance of Clinton is amazing.
Well, because they think we are Disneyland for their world. And in fact, they have never been held accountable. There's never been a regime change under them. And the worst that ever happened is that he was picked off for a fellatio with Monica Lewinsky, and he thinks that was a joke. And so the left and most of the people adore them like Nero. And they
disconnected, entitled, arrogant.
It's entitlement, it's arrogance, but it's also a point at which they don't care. They don't care about America. They don't really care about anybody else. They care about the fact that Bill and Hillary Clinton are the king and queen of Haiti, the king and queen of America, the king and queen of the world. I mean, that's basically the way they see themselves. They're the lowest of the low, and they really presume themselves to be the highest of the high. Unfortunately, they tainted a very sweet daughter who was really going to be a pre-med student and ended up to be tainted by marrying somebody whose parents were also crooked. So crookedness begets crookedness, which begets crookedness. And so it's their own world. In the old days, we would have called it the Jewish-Italian mob, the Pritzkers out of Chicago. And we have one of their descendants, Peggy Pritzker, who's under Obama. And we have Obama, who's the scion of all the mob boys in Chicago. So the corruption goes on all the time. And it goes on both sides, the Bush, the Clinton. It really doesn't matter until you get to the moment where a man like Trump, who may be compromised in his own ways. I mean, you're not an angel when you run casinos. But the minute he comes in and he says, you know what, I want to blow up the system and see what happens, then you get yourself a verbal revolution, which everybody's
watching. No, that's right. That's right. I think Trump, regardless of what happens with Trump, he's a bellwether, like you said, a figurehead.
Correct.
Big change is coming.
And your show will become even more important because after the election, what will happen, there will be a scattered amount of people who will say, well, how do we coalesce? What are the different parties? And no longer will you have a Republican Party as we know it. No longer will you have a Democratic Party. but you may have four or five different.
Sure, we're just arriving at the big shakeup. Thank you, Dr. Machete.
Correct.
Anthony Gasciardi coming up. We'll talk to you again soon. Powerful info. Nally News tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call talcum baby powder alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge.
All right, it's the fourth hour. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the Alex Jones Show. We're going to have a lot of fun and cover a lot of news. Specifically, we're also going to talk about the voting systems. And I don't think there's been enough talk about how easily they can be hacked and manipulated and augmented in so many different ways. We're going to talk about hacker demonstrates how voting machines can be compromised, basically how even hotels with some of the best systems are being infiltrated over and over again when the voting systems don't even have the best technology. And here comes the man himself. What's he got for us? A special,
I
perhaps?
Totally forgot. I'm going to do this today. We're going to have an interview with...
The Tech Foundation did absolutely nothing wrong.
Some listeners sent this to us, and I meant to do it. But I came in here because I want this for myself tonight to sleep with.
You should.
And the great part is, since she can't get on campaign trail, she's so sick, this will just debate Trump.
Bill and I were dead broke after leaving the White House.
That's funny because...
I was named after the famous Mount Everest climber, Sir Edmund Hillary.
That's hilarious because...
no knowledge of those State Department scandals.
Anthony and I were just discussing how, in the future, the next person that's going to be set up to run for the election is going to be a robot that's been pre-programmed.
Been politically correct.
I have no idea.
Hey, by the way,
exactly.
It's Buckley's premiere here.
Just a little bit.
On the show.
Yeah. There it is.
I think you should snuggle with it. So what would it look like snuggling with that? Oh, so sweet.
That's good.
Imagine like you're trying to go to sleep and
I'm gonna dance for Hillary. Wait.
Yeah. No.
Damn, baby.
Oh, no.
Oh yeah, Hillary.
Can you imagine the horrifying globalist dreams you would have if you had that thing next to your head?
No, instead of counting sheep, you just listen to Hillary Clinton say things.
Exactly.
Chelsea was actually jogging around the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
this is real shit.
This is real stuff.
Yeah.
Gems.
He was a Looney Tune and never they are gems. Sex with Bill.
Gems from
when
the mouth.
I got off the plane in Bosnia, I had to dodge sniper fire.
Yeah.
Not a single one of my emails was classified.
No, none of that happened. No, this is all real, actually. If you don't believe that,
but
you're crazy.
It was just a bunch of folks protesting a YouTube video.
I'm going to leave you guys alone. I thought I'd pop in, so I forgot to do
leave
that.
Leave us alone with the Hillary, though?
I was going to say Alex Jones interviews Hillary Clinton. I'll just play it. Incredible, like, these are all real lies.
Alex Jones interviews Hillary Clinton, and now here she is, the horrifying doll in my face.
It's a real
I honestly think just from this interaction tonight, I'm going to have nightmares.
Let me tell you something.
I may need to seek professional help.
That doll has more of a soul than Hillary.
It probably does. It was made in China. It says so right here. Hillary was, where was
she? Born in China.
Exactly.
She's Chinese agent.
It has the perfect pantsuit, too. Look at that. It's perfect in every way.
It is. It does look like Mao's. Mao's tailored, like, dresser.
Exactly. It's a perfect getup.
She wears Mao outfits now.
I gotta tell you, you know, after talking about that, it's almost like nothing. Everything else pales in comparison to the Hillary Clinton doll and Alex over there taking his shirt off. Everything else pales. Come on over here.
Here he comes, ladies and gentlemen.
This is what happens when I get around Hillary.
Exactly. You can't help yourself.
Exactly.
This is real life. Here, play it again. Play some.
Zach didn't expect anything in return. They just liked my speeches.
I wish Goldman Sachs would give me millions of dollars.
She was advised by KKK Grand Dragon, Robert Byrd.
That's right, Robert Byrd.
There she is, dude, KKK commander. It's the Hillary Clinton KKK doll. Casper the Friendly Ghost sold separately.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones, I wish we could have some applause for him. He's a force of nature. You can't stop him. You can't tell him what to do.
You were drawn by that.
Look at that.
Oh.
Alex does a brutal 3 hours plus of radio a day, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the Hillary Clinton football.
Yeah,
exactly.
Actually, it's a dual purpose. Yeah, here we go. We can play football with Hillary Clinton. Every one, though, you have to say.
Closing down the coal mines was all taken out of context.
Yeah, there you go. Every one is a new fact.
Exactly. Every toss is a new fact.
What difference at this point does it make?
What difference does it make? Everything's fine. Exactly. I'm really bad at throwing the Hillary footballs. Oh, man.
Uh-oh. There you go. I think
it's a punt.
It's almost better that you can't see it, but you can just imagine. What's happening with the Hillary doll.
Exactly. It's being punted around the room. It's probably
there he is on the edge of the screen.
Exactly how it should be treated.
Oh, yeah,
I fumbled.
Almost.
I fumbled it.
I almost made that work.
I spoke about landing in Bosnia because I was sleep-deprived.
You're sleep-deprived.
Ah, exactly.
It's true.
There's a lot of phrases in that thing. I'm actually surprised it's so packed. Absolutely.
It's called the Lion Hillary doll.
Exactly.
There you go.
One more. All right.
This is key right here. This is quality programming.
Absolutely. This is quality programming. I hope everybody is watching and paying close attention.
I keep hot sauce in my purse.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Exactly. I carry hot sauce around in my back pocket.
It's just a security inquiry. There's no FBI criminal investigation.
It never happened, actually.
Exactly.
No, you can just say things now. And it's all real. It's like the FBI never investigated. Nothing bad ever happened. We're not even throwing this Hillary doll.
Well, what I think is interesting is that they will, they'll crucify Trump by taking half of a phrase that he says and make him out to be some sort of misogynistic, evil. Whoa! I didn't realize I was in the game. At any rate, they will take one sentence that Trump says and twist it into something. Yet Hillary has all of these issues. All these issues that real journalists could go after, And, you know, it takes people like InfoWars and the alternative right media to look that up. Look all that stuff and, wow, I don't really know what's going on right now. This is devolved into a strange circumstance. Exactly. All right. Well, thank you, Alex.
One more message.
One more.
That's it.
All right. Thank you, Alex, for bringing
final. This is the final message here.
What's incredible is these are all really lies you told.
Bill and I were dead broke after leaving the White House.
But we did steal all the planes.
Hey, that's Goldman right. Sachs just liked your speeches, man.
Exactly.
They didn't care about the money.
I think.
They don't care about that. This is all real. No, you could have her. Think about it. This is all stuff she said, right? But no one cares. So she could actually go on air and say all this, and it's fine. Because it's not real life. It's just never happened. Everything's fine. Everything's okay. But
if divorce is actually happening, how insane is this?
It's totally insane. I mean, this is literally insane, actually.
This is an alternate reality that we slipped into. Okay. Awesome. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Excellent.
And apparently, what was the true story on that when she was born before he actually went to the top of the summit?
So here's the thing: you can get away with saying so many things like that. He was born 6 years before. So thing is, you can get away with saying all that stuff because who's going to go and actually investigate every single claim that she's saying? But then you culminated it at all afterwards. But it's already the headline society's already been through it. Like, oh, she's so powerful, she's amazing. You know, look at all that she thinks she's done.
You didn't know she climbed Mount Everest?
Yeah, she did climb it. Actually, she was the first person. And there's actually a misconception.
You know, she was the first person where a body got.
No, she was the first person on the moon too.
Well,
she went exactly. She did, actually.
Well, with the way her mental health is deteriorating, I bet you at this point she probably actually believes
she's on the moon
majority
right now.
Of that stuff.
She's currently on the moon.
Yeah, absolutely. Her brain is on the Nazi base on the dark side of the moon.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. That's actually a documentary about that. What's that movie called?
I don't remember.
Where the Nazi base is on the moon? That's a documentary as well.
It is. I don't remember what it was called.
And I'm actually, if you are watching live on the show right now, I'm being eaten by some type of a...
I think it's a Loch Ness monster.
I think it's a moray eel.
A Loch Ness monster.
I do deserve it. Look, I deserve to get eaten. Look. Oh, my God.
For people who are listening to this and can't see what's going on, it must be really confusing.
Or amazing.
Yeah,
probably
exactly.
More enjoyable, actually.
Exactly.
It's way more fun because, hey, sometimes when the world is completely insane, you have to have a little fun sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it is actually insane.
It's like a pressure cooker. It's got that little valve at the top, and it's just squealing.
And then a moray eel eats you on the screen, and you know you have the Hillary
shows up and demands $350.
This friend right here just comes in at all times to tell truths, very powerful truths.
I had absolutely no knowledge of those State Department scandals.
None
whatsoever.
Not at all. It's all real life.
Exactly.
And then you have Alex Jones over there, watching Onward.
Lurking in the background.
Lurking in the background, waiting.
We never know what he's going to do one second to the next. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Chaos personified. Alex Jones, the man himself, you know, just came in here and gave us a little lesson in how to stay on your toes, I think.
Hey, it's just having fun. Who cares?
Exactly.
You know, if people are going to say, how dare you have any form of comedy or enjoy yourself on air, like you should just be talking about the news. Listen, number one, how many people out there are actually talking about the news in the media to begin with? The actual news, none. We have stacks of news that's important. People are just constantly pontificating about nonsense and BS. It's almost like a form of unintentional humor in the first place, right? But when you do get stressed out, things are crazy, you can have fun, you're allowed to be silly.
Jeez. Absolutely.
You know, it also ties into the idea of, oh, like sarcasm now is against political correctness. Like you can't be sarcastic or you can't make any jokes or humor. It's like when Gavin McInnes was on the show, the co-founder of Vice.
Yep.
We were talking about it. He said, the problem is that you can't do comedy anymore because it offends people. It used to be back in the day you could go to colleges and do stand-up, right? Like all the great comedians would go to colleges and have fun. But now people in the audience get upset when they make a joke.
Right.
Because it is a jokingly sexist comment, right? It's a sexist joke, like, oh, about one gender or whatever.
Sure.
And they start booing the comedians.
Right, and the irony
is totally absurd.
The irony is it's supposed to diffuse that, but if they can't, you know, if they get their feelings hurt, then they're just really compounding it, you know, in their own lives, which is unfortunate. I mean, hopefully we can find some levity in the majority of situations that we find ourselves in.
It's completely insane. And by the way, I was about to announce you, Buckley Hammond, for the first time on
everybody.
The program.
Hi.
It's been here since the beginning of InfoWars. And we didn't get a proper announcement. Anyway, all right, we're going to get it more serious when we come back. Cover news, hackers taking over voting machines, and Saudi Arabia arms deals. Much more. Stay tuned. This is the InfoWars Alex Jones Show, fourth hour.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
There's nothing convenient about shaving. Overpaying for razors, running out of shaving gel, using old blades because you forgot to pick up new ones. That's gonna hurt. The nicks, the burns. But now, all that's changed, because now there's Harry's. Harry's makes shaving better. We take the stress out of it. No more shaving with old blades, running out of lotions and gels, or paying an arm and a leg for blades. With Harry's, we deliver everything you need for a quality shave right to your door at a fraction of the cost. At Harry's.com, you can order what you need, when you need it. Or sign up for one of Harry's flexible subscription plans. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set. It comes with a great razor, their world-famous blade, and shaving gel. Plus, they'll throw in their soothing post-shave balm, also free. Just pay a minimal shipping charge. So take shaving into the new era and start enjoying it for a change. Just go to Harry's.com right now and enter code Radio67 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code Radio67. That's Radio 67.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call talcum baby powder alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
You know, know, it's funny how a few years ago the concept of voting machines getting hacked and everything, it was almost like more commonly accepted than it is now. And now the media goes up and takes a war effort against it and acts like you're totally insane, some conspiracy theorist, crazy person, fringe anarchist, if you suggest the idea that voter machines can be hacked, right? But there was a story we missed last week. It was covered on InfoWars, but I mean general, the population, about hackers taking over voting machines, and it's really not that hard. And I wanted to ask Buckley's thoughts on this, too. So this is a story from CBS News. Hacker demonstrates how voting machines can be compromised and says concerns are growing over the possibility of a rigged presidential election. Experts believe a cyber attack this year could be a reality, especially following last month's hack of the DNC emails. The ranking member of the Senate Homeland Security Committee sent a letter Monday to the DHS saying in part, quote, election security is critical and a cyber attack by foreign actors on our election systems could compromise the integrity of our voting process. Roughly 70% of states in the U.S. use some form of electronic voting. Hackers told CBS News that problems with electronic voting machines have been around for years. The machines and the software are old and antiquated. But now, with millions heading to the polls in 3 months, security experts are sounding the alarm. Now, here's what's funny. They act like this is a new breaking development. Like, wait, they could be compromised. This is crazy. Of course they can. They don't update the software. It's well known. The white hat hackers, which are the so-called good guys, right, which are the guys that bring these things to light, have constantly shown over and over and over again that you can hack the voting systems. The infrastructure is not there. And we have stories like this, too, where it says thousands of guest data may have been hacked at Starwood, Marriott, Hyatt hotels. The cybersecurity infrastructure in the United States is not very good. And constantly we have people, even Mikhail back there, you know, I mean, he's not like a, you know, cloak and dagger hacker, but he's in circles with people that are white hat hackers. And he showed me so many different security flaws that are around. It's easy. A 12-year-old with the right skills could get into some of these systems, and we act like it's a big deal.
Sure. What this reminds me of is, you know, there's an H.L. Mencken quote that says complexity breeds fraud. And that all these subjects that we talk about on internet on InfoWars, I always come back to that phrase because it seems like usually when that's happening that there's so many layers to something that they're basically doing something on the back end and they're tricking people up front. And so, you know, you can go back through all the stories, you know, from elections past about Diebold, machines getting hacked. And just like you're saying in these articles, the people that are the current state of the art can just go in and look at them, and there's really hardly any protections at all whatsoever in the machines themselves. And then that's not to mention the databases that collect all the information on the back end. So what is infuriating is why can't we come up with some system where there is a paper ballot? I mean, everybody, you hear this constantly. It always comes up in this conversation, paper ballot. And people are always vilified as being Luddites when they're suggesting that. Just like you were saying, are you a conspiracy theorist? Why, you know, just trust us. We know what we're doing. We're the government.
When in reality, it's a higher level of understanding the technology because you know how it can be exploited.
Absolutely.
And not to mention also, maybe instead of even paper ballots, which would be great, maybe we just update the infrastructure, right? And it's also a concept of we keep thinking it's an external attack. Like there's going to be some hackers in like sweatshirts that are coming back. It's more so on the back end too. It's more so the campaigns infiltrating things. It's more so the manufacturers, you know, putting something in there without much oversight.
And you know, I don't claim to be an expert on this because it's a very deep and complicated field. And obviously, I've been reading about it for decades, and it always seems to crop up when the elections are occurring and then kind of recede and go away and crop up again. But I think it's a case of the fox watching the hen house. It's almost like Congress voting themselves pay raises every time. Mm-hmm. If the people that are in charge of these voting systems are the politicians who are benefiting from them to be able to be hacked, then obviously they're going to drag their heels. They're going to pretend like it's a joke. They're going to act like it's not going to happen. If it's in their hands, then I really don't see any progress happening.
It's the same people that we're going to play this video when we have time. I don't think we do. We'll have one when we come back. feds know their policy doesn't work anymore, but they won't admit it. So it's the same people that have brought the country to a direction where 70% of the population agree it's going the wrong way. It's the same people that have brought the economy to the toilet, who have looted it, who have allowed the banking cartels to loot every last bit of gold out of the orifices of the country. And then, but then that's fine. They're going to have oversight, and they're going to protect us, and it's going to be okay. And it's kind of like this one, too. Senators consider vote to block U.S. arms deal to Saudi Arabia. Well, gee, that might be a good idea. Maybe not give them billions in arms. Wow, I don't know. But we should trust these people. Everything's going to be all right. Hey, we'll be back with a lot more news, health news. Ebola's cousin is coming, apparently, and it might be a big deal. We'll be back. This is the InfoWars 4th Hour Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes you gotta let the music play a little bit when it's Megadeth, right? It gets to the powerful point. So we're talking about the concept that, you know, the voting machines, they're totally safe. The oversight committees are the same people that care so much to protect us, and they would never let us down. They would never do anything wrong, right? Just as the news reads about our billion-dollar arms deals with Saudi Arabia, as we decry, you know, the inhumane things that they do. Oh, here's some billions of dollars of weapon systems. But you're bad if you say something that's politically incorrect against those groups. So it's completely mentally ill. It's completely insane. Now, Buckley's got a bunch of news. I've got some more news. Top Indian hospitals are buying kidneys from poor villagers to sell to rich patients. That's pretty crazy. Cornea cells have been successfully grown and implanted to cure blindness. That's really, really big. So talk about some more of that and some more voting stuff as well. But you've got a story you were mentioning about Ebola's close cousin or something like that. Basically a similar virus that's essentially proves one of the biggest points we always talk about. When the media spotlight and society spotlight is on something, it's like a hot, fervent issue. Like, we have to do something about this. This is totally insane. This is the only thing that matters. And we lose sight of some of the other things. And you were telling me about this. It's basically a similar threat category, but no one knows about it because it's not a big deal yet.
Yeah, absolutely. According to the American Council on Science and Health, that Ebola has a dangerous cousin, and these are it's a new type of virus. They're called filoviruses, and they have been discovered in Africa. Again, I don't know why all this stuff comes from the deepest, darkest jungles of Africa, but I guess it was the birthplace of life, I suppose, maybe.
Right.
And so I guess it's still being born there. So these are filoviruses, and they're similar to Ebola. In the sense that they function in somewhat the same way, but they're probably some sort of mutation that is a parallel to the Ebola virus. So maybe they were the same thing a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But what is interesting about this is that they have not had any attention given to them as far as research is concerned, or even any information in the news, because for a long time, as this is saying, that they were misdiagnosed and people thought that there were other different diseases that people were having and they couldn't really figure out what it was. But in as recently as 2014, they isolated it and they determined that this is a different sort of a strain of these types of viruses, and they have some of the same horrific effects as Ebola does, which I'm sure we're all familiar with. So it's really interesting to me that right now there is another potential catastrophic health crisis that is boiling, you know, in the Dark Continent, and it's not really getting any attention right now.
Right, it's because the spotlight, it's the media spotlight system and whatever it is. Basically, like, for example, let's say you have a natural compound that has some leading promise in treating a condition if some more research was put into it. Well, the national spotlight doesn't really care about that. It cares more so about the crazy drug that's $500,000 that kills 50% of the patients. You know, it's just whatever,
right,
whatever the people are concerned about. But it's interesting also to talk about why some of these things are coming from Africa and China and stuff like that. If you look at one of the articles that I've been meaning to print for a while now, where it talked about there's 40,000 unknown viruses in the sewage system in the United States. I believe that's the number, 40,000 unknown. So that's 40,000 viruses, because everyone's fecal matter goes in there, and all the drugs, too. You have to remember, like, people are taking antibiotics,
People
are taking other things, and they're going in there breeding things. So if there's bacteria even in there, then it gets hit with a little microdose of antibiotic, and then it learns to be resistant. You know, that's why you're supposed to continue your course of antibiotics. So the sewage system is just like a cesspit of disease. And it's funny, too, because we could sit here and say, oh, well, Africa doesn't have an amazing sewage system, so that's probably why our sewage system is supposedly so first world. It's already breeding diseases in there, right? So think about that. Our sewage system, which is actually made to do what it's doing, is already breeding disease.
Right.
Imagine in Africa where their sewage system is basically just, you know, streams down the road.
Sure, and the evolution of all those viruses in our system, you know, is probably hastened or speeded up by the fact that there is the toxic cocktail of all kinds of different pharmaceutical drugs that are being pushed down into it. Yeah, I know when you test the water, if you test the water out of just about any water table, you know, it includes all kinds of different compounds that originate from pharmaceuticals. So It must be creating this this universe where these viruses are having to selectively overcome all these different sort of pressures.
It's
that
like
they have
an arena.
It's like a gladiatorial arena
of
it is.
Disease.
Exactly.
And they're learning how to cope with it. And also, Africa doesn't have the system we do, where 70% of all the antibiotics are going to livestock in the United States. So they're pumping up the livestock as a
preventative. Like, oh, here's just have some antibiotics, right? So they're dumping them in livestock. We're eating them. It's just going through so many different cycles,
sure.
Right? Instead of just us taking them going to the bathroom, it's going through the animals, going through us. Every single cycle is another potential mutation. Every single cycle is another potential issue. So that's why the scientists say, you know, it's so funny that we're focusing on all this stuff. We're sitting here talking about whatever is superbugs are going to be the thing that we really, really should be afraid of. And it's not just to sit here and be like, oh, you're all going to die of superbugs. It's not the case. It's just we need to upgrade our level of thinking as a country on so many different things, like arms deals with Saudi Arabia, like voter hacking, like all of these things.
Exactly. And that's
in addition to stopping the thing that might kill us, which is superbugs. Right?
Exactly. And that's an interesting point because also from the American Council on Science and Health, there is a new superbug that has emerged. They call it Elizabethkingia. And it's been an interesting thing for them because they were having a real hard time tracking down where it was coming from. They were able to isolate a certain some specific traits as to what this disease was doing as far as its symptoms were concerned and some of the root causes that they were discovering. But they couldn't figure out exactly what the vector was, which means basically where it was coming from. And at first they thought it was mosquitoes. Because the mosquitoes can carry it, which is kind of scary in its own right. I mean, mosquitoes are like these airborne little
carriers.
Yeah, little disease darts that you know might. Luckily, that for some reason they don't like me, but they sure you know.
Thankfully, they can't transfer HIV.
Thankfully. So what this article basically lays out is that they suspect that what's happening is just almost exactly what you were just describing, is that hospitals, which are basically where all the people that have diseases and sicknesses congregate and then are treated with antibiotics mm-hmm. and are, you know, kept in quarantine, et cetera. So that's also a very, you know, it's a perfect breeding ground for these viruses and
like MRSA, a type of superbug.
Exactly.
That you go in, and of course, there's people going through with all types of chronic disease, all types of bacteria, viruses, whatever. It's all congregating, and then the scalpels and the tools, they don't wash them properly, and they're transferring it. I mean, a lot of people know the one major risk of surgery of any kind is, of course, not just the surgery, it's getting a type of virus or bacteria from the procedure because everything's not exactly clean.
Sure, from the environment. I mean, you could just be going down the hallway
and
somebody sneezes in the air or something and you could catch something, especially when you're in a weakened state. And I think that's what this all comes down to, is that our Western way of life, you know, the McDonald's lifestyle, you know, the food that we're getting that's been irradiated and grown over and over and over and over and over on soil that doesn't have, that's been leached of all of its nutrients, et cetera, has weakened us, you know?
Oh, 100%.
And so basically at the point in our lives, and by lives, I mean collectively as humanity, that we should be utilizing the technology and the knowledge and the collective, knowledge and wisdom of, you know, the ancients, which who we should respect, and all the people that are doing awesome
just
research
us.
Today.
The ancients are just us, if you think about it.
That we should be stronger as opposed to weaker. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I wasn't really even going to talk about this, but it kind of dovetails into this, and that a new study finds that men are weaker today than they were 30 years ago, and that means just physically. There's the Journal of Strength and Conditioning and Research did some tests, on grip strength and predictive strength and push-ups and things like that, and they found that on average, men today are an order of magnitude weaker than they were just 30 years ago and as far back as they have data. So, you know, I think that there's probably a lot of reasons for that. One of them is probably sociologically, we don't really have to go out in the fields and chop wood anymore
right.
and, you know, literally go out and hunt. We're kind of getting in our cars and driving to the grocery store. So there's a lot of that necessity for physical action has been removed from our lives. But if you think about it, there's a parallel there, too, in the way that we find and seek knowledge. We used to have newspapers and books, and I'm not saying that those were perfect either, but a lot of times now the news comes to us through specific channels and people are stuck in little echo chambers. And it's interesting that I talk to people, and frankly, it's actually pretty rare that I find somebody that's actually like a Hillary supporter, a dyed-in-the-wool Hillary supporter in
right.
real life. On the internet, they're all over the place. I don't know where they come from because I've never found one. Very few in real life. But if you think about it, those people that watch CNN all day long or watch MSNBC, they are being weakened Exactly.
Or any major news source.
Sure,
right?
Sure, exactly. And I'm painting with a broad brush, but they're being weakened just like, just like males have been over the last 30 years, mentally, physically, probably spiritually, and definitely as far as our biological reactions and abilities to fight diseases are concerned.
It's true. You know, what's funny is you ask, why did they use grip strength? You know, that's my original thought before I knew about this. Why would they use grip strength? You think, oh, well, of course, farmers back in the day, they're going to be grabbing stuff. Grip strength, that's a weird one. Grip strength is the number one indicator of overall strength in the whole body. The concept is that they've done research, and if your grip strength is greater, it generally means with some good probability that your entire strength of your body is in line for whatever reason. And if you have good grip strength, you live longer. So if you have poor grip strength, you tend to die early. So if you think about that, they'll correlate it to the baseline of strength and the baseline of intellectualism and the baseline of immunity. We have lowered our baseline. That's why these things are also circumventing our defense systems, like the superbugs and everything. We have gone from here, and think about how long that took. Think about the however many years you want to believe that we've gone here. Maybe, you know, thousands of years, millions of years, billions of years, whatever it is. How long did it take our body to develop those bacteria that sit in our gut that protect against every single thing we do? How long did it take to get the bacteria on our skin that we wash off every single day with antimicrobials every single time? How long did that take? All it takes is 2 weeks of eating McDonald's to get rid of all of the good bacteria pretty much in your gut. They did a study at a university. They had someone eat a McDonald's, and they found that it killed a lot of the good bacteria that was essential for immunity and processes of the body, right? So it takes 2 weeks from millions or thousands or whatever, millions and millions of years culminating that perfect microbiome to help you not die. Now, remember, not to help you feel happy and go lucky, to help you not die, to help your consciousness not go away. Okay, that we've developed this defense mechanism. And what do? We don't curate it. We don't go out and do as the, you know, so-called ancients was really just us in another time before we became like these weird creatures we are. And now we eat McDonald's. And now we eat, not just throwing out McDonald's, now we eat crap, all right? Now we drink crap, we eat crap, we read crap. Our intake is a lot of crap.
Sure.
And what happens is our baseline of everything goes down. And then we're kind of like half the people we were before, right? So then we get hit by these things and we get hit by everything. And it seems like our defenses are lowered because they are. They really are. We're just piling it on. And this beautiful thing that is our body that has taken so long to curate and develop, and our ancestors fought so hard and like fought wars and had to fight bears for their lives and things like that. We come to this point and we get triggered on Twitter.
Exactly. and when you take a look, you know, you look at this landscape across the board of all these attacks on what I believe to be our humanity. It would take a very incredulous person to not assume that it was symphonic, that it wasn't very specifically weaponized, or that it wasn't done with this very specific intent. One book that I always go back to is the Edward Bernays book on propaganda, where he basically has broken down everything that has happened since then in the 20th century as far as information technology and the way that people have controlled the flow of information is concerned. And I mean, it's literally prophetic. Unfortunately, you've heard that phrase, the book 1984 is not a manual. Well, that was a manual for the globalists.
Is also a manual.
Exactly. They literally read that and said, wow, okay, we're going to try this out. And if it works, we're going to do it. And so across the board, we're being attacked physically, mentally, I believe spiritually too, from every angle so that we can be weakened and controlled. And so that's why when I see people that are snowed by, that are held in the thrall of the message that the media is putting out against somebody like Donald Trump, who Alex always says is not perfect. Of course he's not perfect, but he represents the antithesis to all this weaponized, dare we say evil? All this control, weaponized maybe, control that is being pointed at us. That it makes me really sad for these people that are so steeped in that narrative that they're just frothing at the mouth. And just like you were saying, they go on Twitter and they get triggered by something that their sensitivity is so high and so delicate on that point that it can totally throw them into a spin.
You know, it's funny also, you talk about the so-called motive, right? And that's where people start arguing and getting crazy and everything like that. Is it like evil, they want to just ruin you? Or is it they don't care, they want profits or whatever? I think if we look at it on a micro scale, it's easier to understand. As above, so below, right? Now, think about this concept. There's no such thing as true advice. What does that mean? In most cases, not always, some people are really just want to help you. But if you ask someone for advice, they're generally going to give you advice that benefits them in some capacity. Right. An average person, let's say you ask your significant other, like, should I go on a trip with my friends? And they're like, oh, you know, it might be too cold up there. You know, they want you to stay. Right. Something. The advice is generally not just pure hearted, like whatever you want. You know, people aren't walking around every day just caring about your happiness all day. Let's just say that. Right. Form of manipulation. Take it a step further. There are very manipulative people out there that manipulate individuals, maybe one individual, two individual, whatever. The people that rise to the top are just horribly, horribly good manipulators that want power and control, and they're willing to do whatever they can to do that. So does that mean, oh, wow, well, there couldn't be possibly anyone that would pay off the media or rig voter systems? Like, come on, are you insane? There's people that eat people. I mean, are we kidding? Are we living in fake la la land? There are people that do way worse, horrible things on a micro scale. Like, you go see, oh, you know, that guy over, you know, such and such county, he went and, you know, hurt little kids and, like, killed them and stuff. And you're like, wow, that's horrible. But you don't ever equate those kind of people to the politicians. You're just like, oh, well, they have our best interests in mind.
Right.
No, they don't. The same crazy people that could do something like that are also capable in rising in the ranks because they're willing to manipulate, extort, and do horrible things. And when they get to the top, what do you think they're going to do? Have a renaissance of ideology where they decide to be good people? No, they're just as screwed up.
Exactly. And I think, you know, the bottom line is that we need to help humanity break their conditioning.
Yes.
You know, I know that everybody that watches this show is aware of and conscious of all the concepts and ideas that Alex covers and all the great staff here at InfoWars, but it's really important that we need to all sort of open up our hearts and look at those who don't know, you know, look at those who don't understand all this information and sort of lead them to the light.
It's true. We'll be right back. Final segment. Alex Jones Show.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Some economy news, but first I've got this video I did want to play. Fed's no policy doesn't work anymore, but it won't admit it. It's kind of a showing how the system works, right? Let's go ahead and play this video from CNBC.
They know that monetary policy is not effective anymore, and this is a broader conversation.
People out there who do believe it's still effective, and certainly in Europe and Japan, a lot of people are putting their careers and capital on the basis it does work.
Well, I think they all know it's not effective, but no one's going to tell us. They're never going to admit it. You know, they're central bankers. Certain things central banks can tell. Certain things central bankers cannot do. You know, we spoke a couple of weeks ago about helicopter money. Helicopter money is not in the manual of the perfect central bankers. It's definitely not a chapter in the Bundesbank.
Marina, this is really important. You are saying, hand on heart, you believe the central bankers around the world know that what they are doing is completely and utterly ineffective. And you're also saying central bankers refuse to tell us that, and they also don't know what the Nairu is now, and they don't know really what to do. That's slightly worrying if that secret gets out. God forbid it should get out on CNBC.
I think it is worrying, and I think the first place to look at is Japan. Because Japan is going to be the first area in the world where that acknowledgement is going to come from, and where we're going to see something different, potentially. And whether this happens in September or whether this happens next year, we don't know. But there is something which is going to happen in Japan, because there has been already the acknowledgement that negative rates do not really work. Everything that they have done hasn't worked. And it seems to me that monetary financing of public spending or fiscal policy is where we're going next.
I love that. I'll tell you what. I like how he goes, also, are we going to break this on CNBC? I know we're going to break this like 20 years ago. I mean, this is, wow, the feds don't know what they're doing. And
broken on InfoWars 20 years ago.
Exactly. The feds don't have complete control.
They don't know what they're doing.
Totally,
you know,
insane.
You know, one thing that I found that was kind of interesting is that it harkens back to what we were talking about in the last segment, is that he's basically saying that Japan is the canary in the coal mine. And, you know, Japan has had a really interesting economic history in the last, 20, 30 decades. I mean, they came from nothing. They came back from the war. They're a big powerhouse, and then in the 80s, they totally bought everything, and then they tanked, and they had the lost decade. Anybody who knows about economy knows all about that. But one thing that's interesting is the parallel that we were just discussing is that sociologically in their society is dying. They have a negative birth rate, and the vast majority of the men, refuse to even engage with the women in any meaningful way.
It's really sad.
And it's really a decaying, weird society that is probably the wet dream of the globalists. I mean, they're going to be a robot-run technocracy. We're going to blink and it's going to happen.
No, it is. And you had some news about Caterpillar that you want to talk about, too.
Well, yeah, when I read this, it made me think about this article that I read on I believe it was Zero Hedge about Caterpillar, the manufacturer of heavy equipment. They make big, huge tractors. They make, basically heavy equipment. Well, they're a leading economic indicator. They've been down for 44 straight quarters or months, I believe. And last month, they were down by 20%. So that means we're headed somewhere, and it's not going to be good. thank you for...
But everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, exactly. Everything's going to be fine. The people setting monetary policy know exactly what they're doing. Everybody go back to sleep. Let's go back to talking about Ryan Lochte and his weird little I accidentally got robbed in Rio thing.
And you know what? It doesn't mean at all. It's all bad, but at least you got to think for yourself. Alex will be back tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. This is the Alex Jones Show. Anthony Gucciardi and Buckley Hammond.
Thank
you for watching.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.